Public comments. Okay, we have 15 more minutes of public comments now open. And we don't really have that many public members at this point.
They're here.
Is being recorded?
Yes.
Well, since nobody's speaking to the microphone, chances are very, very little is being recorded on the other end, right?
That's why we ask everyone to speak into the mic.
Okay. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Mr. Gary, start our public comments.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like the board officers to be vigilant about enforcing what a point of information is and a point of order is. People should not be allowed to use point of order and point of information to jump the queue and engage in discussion. A point of information, as I recall, is supposed to be in the form of a question. A point of information is not, I'm offering information. It's a question about where we are in the procedure, like, oh, what's on the floor? Are we voting for the amendment or the main motion? Has time run out? You can't say point of information and then tell someone something. Similarly, you cannot use a point of order to object to what somebody said because you think it's wrong or a bad idea. When someone says point of order, you should say, what part of Robert's rules will you be addressing? And if they can't answer that, don't give them the floor. A point of order means Robert's rules is not being followed properly. It's not point of order, so I can object to what I think is a bad motion. And if someone tries to do that, just say, you don't have the floor. Just do it. Please review them. It's very clear about what they are. And people think point information means giving information. No. Point of information is a question. So when someone says point of information, say, please ask your question. And if they go hamana, 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 say, it has to be in the form of a question. You're not supposed to. Don't let them use that to engage in discussion. People do that all the time, especially on the PNB.
Point of information.
Thank you.
Point of information. Is anybody timing?
Yes.
Hi. I just wanted to point out that I went outside to the parking lot for a breather, and I noticed a lot of cars that don't have a KPFK sticker on them, and I'm like really disgusted because you guys are the LSB, and if anybody should have a sticker on their car, it should be you guys. I do. I think you guys should all have one so that you can advertise for the station. Thank you.
Hi. There's just so many issues, and the time is always very short for the listeners. I appreciate the way Fernando Velasquez presented earlier. We need a united front. Many people are doing many efforts to bring in many different communities, and believe me, there's galore of communities that we need to tap into. But if we feel as one united front, then we would be excited, we would be enthusiastic, we would be supportive. If we believe that we can help Pacifica as the family of non-commercial radio, this is how I always sell KPFK, not as a community radio, not as an independent, not as a free speech. That's nonsense. This is non-commercial. That's what differentiates us from the commercial world. Then I explain the difference, and people's eyes glare, or they go, wow, I had no idea. That's our difference. We are not beholden to commercials. No censorship. And in that vein, according to our bylaws, according to our Pacifica mission, is how our programming should be reflected. Then moving forward, bringing in as many communities as possible, outreaching, doing local community events. This is what we used to do back in 2005 and 2006 until everything changed. And the people responsible for that are sitting in this board right now. Thank you very much.
This is time for public comments. We do not debate the public. They get to speak.
Thank you. So again, I'm Bonnie from Reality is Real Radio, KPFK Safe Harbor. And I just wanted to really also emphasize the importance of the support from the board for what's happening. We talk about connecting these communities. I loved what Bella. Sorry, Bella. Excuse me for a second. I love what Bella just said about being involved in communities. I mean, part of being, I mean, from what I understand, I worked in nonprofit work for a long time, worked in community organizing. I worked with communities who have been disenfranchised. And one thing I know about working in nonprofits is that a board is supposed to help raise money, right? So what Bella pointed out is that we need to be in communities physically. A lot of these communities don't even know you exist, and that's a problem. There's no reason why a 21-year-old on Crenshaw and Slauson doesn't know that you exist. That's a problem. So what I believe that the board should be working toward is not only raising the money, but making sure that we're raising money in the communities, being active, and you guys showing up in the communities and all of it along with us. When we hold events, you guys should also be, not just buy the tickets and don't show up. Buy the tickets, show up, and talk to the community members that are there. I love that they have the tickets here. And I know, I love that you guys are supporting financially, but be there and talk to the community. What does the community want? What do they want to hear? Not just what the form, not just what previous listeners have enjoyed. What do the listeners that are in these communities now want to hear? And a lot of young people of color want to hear hip-hop. And I don't mean just hip-hop in the way these other stations, commercial radio does it, Power 106 and The Beat and all that garbage. They want to talk about the real issues that they face in their communities and their schools. And we need to be tapping into that.
I'm Junior Francis. I want to thank you all for accommodating me. I think it's extremely unfortunate that for the first time in perhaps a couple of decades that the station is genuinely trying to diversify and the board is really fighting, putting up a fight of titanic proportion. As I've observed, this is my first meeting, but I intend to come again. It would be good also if the board would perhaps do more superstructure work. That is to say, write, you know, proposal for grants. That's on a superstructure level, and on the ground level, organize bake sale,
right,
car wash, whatever it takes to keep KPFK alive. Because KPFK, I mentioned before, and I don't want to repeat, but just say for emphasis that this is a very important institution, and we need to preserve it at all costs, whatever it takes to preserve the organization, KPFK. And I think that people are placing themselves over and above the importance of KPFK, and that's extremely sad. And again, thanks for having me.
So once again, I just wanted to bring some of our programmers from Safe Harbor here, because it was just myself and Chris Ann for a few months on it. And all we got from y'all was disrespect, anger, attacks without even checking the programming. I mean, it's really not cool. Why are you, could see, I mean, the board can't even hold to these rules of decorum, man. That's what happens when you give fascists a tool to control speech. You know? But I just wanted to bring these people here. And we do need you out fundraising. A positive face is important. Each and every one of you has an email list. Up until about 4 months ago, those email lists were used to tell people not to fund KPFK. I got the emails. I know it's true. You're shaking your head, but I have copies of the emails. You know, so let's be real. It's time to move out and talk to people positively about what's going on. You don't like that you're not in control of everything? Too bad. I'm not in control of nothing. Which is funny that you got a whole motion about me. That's kind of historically sad. You got a motion about a volunteer. But all right. So I just wanted to bring these people here so you could actually meet them. And I would like a little more respect towards Fernando, as he's put in 35 years, and every time he speaks, I got this whole corner sitting here making fun of his accent. What is wrong with y'all? Seriously, man, I'm done.
Maybe himself.
This is the Peace Center. If this is the Peace Center, we're in trouble. There's not one, I don't see one millennial in here, Charles. I just heard a bunch of people tell me how radio is dying and KPFK is dying, and I see that happening, and I see why. There needs to be more millennials on this. There needs to be a millennial on this. There needs to be more diversity in here. You can't just be one token African American man. I'm sorry. You guys,
call me a token.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but that's what you guys are doing. This is why radio's dying.
Do not make statements like that.
Freedom of speech is only freedom of speech until you disagree.
There are rules of decorum is how you specifically.
All right, I don't believe that. I'm sorry for how I said it. I don't believe that I don't like what I'm seeing. I'm seeing why radio's dying. Get a millennial on here ASAP. Thanks for the compliment, but I'm a Gen X. I'm 42. I'd like to see Vonnie on the board. It's about to happen. We're about to take over. What I see is not good enough. You're awesome, Myla.
Remember, I point out to all of our visitors, this board is elected by subscribers, and anyone who wishes to run can run. So if you have different ideas who should be here, have them run and get their message out. It's just that simple. New business. Time ended for this public.
We have 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
I would like to make a correction to the statement that was made.
No.
End of public comments. Corrections can be made. We have 5 minutes left for public comments, and then a response can be permitted.
Taylor. Okay, so I hear what you guys are saying. We got to get more millennials in here. They have to run. But like I said, we're not tapping into them. They don't know you exist, so how can they run? Think about that for a second. If we're not in these communities, how can people of color from South LA come in here and run? They don't know you exist. So don't play us like we're dumb. She made a good point, and I back you up on what you said. It's not diverse in this room. 1, 2, 3, 4. That does not represent diversity. I'm sorry. So you're not going to come. No, don't play us like we're dumb. I get it. I know the rules. You have to vote. I get that. But they don't know you exist. That's not a fair statement to make. If you're purposely not going out to these communities, if you're purposely making sure that you guys hold these seats, how can people come in and make sure that diversity happens? Thank you.
We have additional time for more public comments.
How much more time?
3 minutes?
3 minutes plus.
Good day, sir.
Music programming is very important to getting young people. When I was in my 20s, there was a show that I could listen to by, there was a new wave punk rock show, back in the 80s, I think was, Andrea Enthal's show, and they had live events here. They brought in the band The Vandals. They almost destroyed the station. There were people exposing themselves in the lobby. It was great fun, When I was a millennial or whatever the hell, late boomer, I listened to music programming. And we need to have the same. There's no reason why we can't have I hope we're having the newest bands. Los Angeles is an incredible music center. There's places just bursting with young people making music. You can't close the door without hearing a band coming through the wall. And they should be on our airwaves. They probably are now, and we need more of them. That's what young people want to hear. Thank you.
We have a little bit more time left.
An email to Sabina Virgo on her appearance on Safe Harbor on Monday. Dear Sabina, I haven't been to your house for some time, but I heard your poetic address on KPFK. What a talent, a sense of social responsibility. You can really motivate. Michael Radner had died, and I expressed this. You know what? That's a good point. Sabina is white. It's not about white, black, whatever. It's about who's down to change the world. Who wants to really change something, and who wants to continue with the status quo? The status quo ain't working, man. We are so in debt, it's ridiculous. And the continual attacks on Leslie are ridiculous because we're actually cutting the debt. I believe the CFO said, we are the only station that's actually on budget. We loan money to every other station in the last month. So I think we're doing all right here at KPFK. So instead of attacking what's going on, how about helping build it? Dorothy has a very good point. I see 25 people come for the finance committee to cry about how we have no money, yet only Michael, Steve, and Dorothy, you had an excused absence this time, come to the fundraising committee to actually figure out how to make it. So we would actually like you to participate in what we need. not playing political checkers in committees and excluding members from them.
Let me just tell you, I beg something.
No, that was a great motion. I like that. With a five, that's you each buddy got to bring in something. That's great.
That's the public speak. I don't debate.
It's cool. No. She's telling me something. It's cool. It's cool.
Dorothy, you do not debate the public.
Not debate. She was saying this aloud to Sabina.
Yeah. I beg Sabina to run for the board, and she wouldn't do it.
Well, she will this time.
Point of personal privilege.
I promise you that.
Okay.
Point of personal privilege.
Jesus Christ.
Please don't bang the gavel by the microphone, because it comes with that speaker.
Oh, good point. Thank you. We have finished our public comments. That's a good observation.
I call to move the agenda.
Moving the agenda with immediately going into
and
business.
Yes, I just want to say there's nothing on the agenda about responding or commenting about public comment. And if anybody brings that up, we'll be here for 3 hours. So we all have reactions and opinions, but it's public comment,
right,
freedom of speech.
Agenda.
It's not on the agenda.
We're in the World Wide Web.
It'll be 30 seconds because names were named.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
Okay, please.
30 seconds, I'm done.
Yeah, it's going to start.
No. The name was mentioned that Fernando, when he speaks, we over here are heckling. We don't do any of that. There's no laughter about him or anything. It doesn't happen. This is absolutely nonsense.
Okay, you're responding to a direct statement of that.
The board member and the other board members are mentioned. Therefore, I think I have the right to express that what we talk about.
That is true. We do have the right to respond if there has been a public criticism.
And I want to let Fernando know that
you had the 30 seconds.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'm moving the agenda. Because we may even have a life to live.
I just want to put on the record that I think three people in this grabbed onto me physically, and I object to that. I was just making a friendly comment to Adam about Sabina, saying that we had asked her to run for the board, and she had declined. He responded that she'll run this time, and I don't like my person being touched, and I hope that you take notes on who I believe it was Grace and Fred, and I don't know if it was Ken also.
Very good point, clarifying, obviously, invading each other's personal space is sensitive, and we do like to let the public speak uninterrupted, frankly, just whether we agree or don't agree. It is their time.
So, Dorothy, if you have comments to make to Adam, I suggest you go outside of the public comment and do that. The issue is responding to public comments.
I don't believe you're on the board.
Wait a second. All right, I am moving the agenda. I wish us to move forward. Barbara's here as volunteer parliamentarian, assisting, keeping things going. Whatever. Now, first item of new business. We have a new policy on committee composition that was passed at the last meeting.
Page what?
26.
Two of our committees have met and firmed up their membership, and after seating their LSB members, nominated and approved X number of individuals who are not LSB members to be working members of the committee. The new procedure requires those names be submitted to the board for board approval. The first committee here is governance, and we unanimously extended working membership to two individuals, Jamie Gomez and Barbara Marbach. Do we have any objections to these individuals becoming working members of the governance committee, voting members? Hearing, yes, ma'am. Mike, about the two individuals? We already have the procedure and policy on committee composition that requires the LSB to vote to approve each committee's choice of these two members. Do you feel we need to discuss this?
Well, I have a question.
Please.
How many applicants were there, and what was the criteria?
What? I can't understand it.
There were no applicants. We had a certain number of slots available, one less than the number of official LSB members. So we had room to have virtually, I think we could have had five. There weren't that many people there to begin with. But the LSB members present at that meeting have the right to, this is all outlined in the policy that was passed last month, that they get to nominate individuals who they feel adds to the work of the committee. And if the committee agrees by a majority vote of those nominees, then it goes to the board.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I wasn't clear. My question was how many applicants were based on what the public announcements about these seats being open?
They're not applicants.
They're not seats. There are people who attended at least three meetings and chose to continue on governance.
And are nominated by an LSB member.
No, I understand.
And nominated that. By an LSB member.
You have to attend the meetings.
The LSB members present,
I know.
We didn't ask people to that who wants to run for it.
That
we just
question.
Came out with, I would like to include so-and-so. I would like to include
okay.
so-and-so.
Got it.
All right. Okay, so with that clarification, can we move to...
Call a question.
Okay.
So, this is... governance to add two non-local station board elected members to the governance committee. Those two members are myself and Barbara Marbeth. All of those.
Are there any objections?
Are there any objections to adding them?
Yeah, Michael, Jess.
So, all in favor, raise your hand, of adding these two individuals. One, two, three, four. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. All opposed? Any opposed? 1, 2, opposed? Any abstentions? 1, 2, 3 abstentions. Okay, motion carried.
Okay, the Finance Committee also met following the same procedure, and in its deliberations after establishing permanent committee membership, had four names that they nominated and approved by majority votes, and they are Alan Beek, Dave Johnson, John Wenger, and Kim Kaufman. Do we have any objections to approving this? Okay.
Michael knows.
That was noted.
And Jordan,
yes.
Okay.
So now, and Fernando, we have three objections, so we will, do we need to debate or do we move to a vote? Do
I think there should be a discussion.
Discussion.
I call the question. There's no need to
Well,
discuss.
Let's give it a minute for discussion first, in all fairness.
Yeah, the question's called.
I call the question.
I understand, but you shouldn't be calling the question to avoid discussion.
Yes, exactly why you call the question.
My motivation for calling the question is we have a lot of work to do, and I want to move forward. This is perfunctory.
Really?
The members of this committee went through a process, and the board endorses or.
A second to calling the question.
I second it.
Okay. Do we need to vote on calling the question?
Yes. All in favor of adding the...
No, calling the question.
All in favor of calling the question.
All in favor of calling the question.
Hey. Excuse me, back out of the horseshoe.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 in favor of calling the question. Any opposed to calling the question? 1, 2 opposed.
3.
1, 2, 3 opposed. 4 opposed.
Questions called.
Any abstentions? Okay. One abstention.
Two.
Two abstentions.
Just said the question.
Are you voting?
That's the whole procedure.
Except when it comes to so we are calling. We are calling the question. The motion has been moved to accept
Alan Bean, David Johnson, John Wenger, and Kim Kaufman as non-elected LSB members to the Finance Committee. All of those in favor? Raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All opposed? Please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4 opposed. And any abstentions?
Abstention.
1, 2, 3, 4 abstentions. Motion carries.
Okay, going to page 28. We have basically two agendas. A first one, the primary, and then there will, depending whether this passes or fails, we will look at an alternate, which again will be evaluated on its own. Now, this would be from the Personnel Committee, and I would like Jan to be the presenter of the primary motion on page 28, the ad hoc committee. If you could. Or if you would like to recommend
Actually, I would like Ali to present because I wasn't at the last meeting.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Lexa, you may present the ad hoc committee version of evaluation.
Right, so you all have a copy of it in front of you. This is a motion basically to create an ad hoc committee that only has one function, and the only function is to do the GM evaluation. The GM evaluation is one of the principal tasks of a board, and the reason we presented this is we want to just make it a small, efficient working group that can turn this around in a few weeks. This is something that we should have started on at our first personnel meeting. And the reason we brought it to the whole board is we want the people that run for this to be people that will do the work. You know, we have a lot of people with a lot of opinions, and that's fine. And anyone that was also on the personnel committee can also certainly run for this. The idea is just to make it efficient, quick, get it turned around, and once the GM evaluation is submitted to the board, that committee would be dissolved. And I would propose to, before we get into a big thing about the STV voting, which is what we recommend selecting the members to run on it, maybe just doing a straw poll and seeing how many people would actually even want to be on it, because if maybe there's only five people that want to run for it, we don't even have to do an STV vote, and that could save some time.
Okay, do we wish to, this is a sort of comprehensive one, do we wish to take your suggestion that we, do we wish to open this to discussion? This is a fairly comprehensive one, that's the whole approach to an evaluation. And Dorothy's hand was first, then followed by Charles Brooke, and then Fred.
I would like to make a motion to postpone this till the next meeting when our chair will be here and to give us all time to evaluate and decide who wants to be, if anyone wants to be on this evaluation committee. I seriously suggest that we postpone this until Sharon gets back.
Nobody seconded.
Second.
Object.
Who is next on the panel? Charles. She says.
A couple of things. I would differ with Ali's assessment that the work was not undertaken by the personnel committee. We had gone through discussion of criteria and of based on the GM's job description, and also of doing a survey and a tabulation of how that survey would be tabulated in terms of and who that survey would be directed towards, and that there would be two different surveys. This was all decided before this motion was made by Jan. She wasn't there at those meetings, so she wasn't aware of that. So from my perspective, deliberations were already underway. And I have two concerns. One is that First of all, this does need to be undertaken. This is a task of this LSB to evaluate the general manager, and it should be undertaken forthwith. However, it needs to be done in such a way, because there is this delicate political balance in terms of people's feeling and participation in the station, that it needs to be open and transparent and as free of political motivation as possible. Let me just put it that way. So as to how the GM is evaluated. And the motive of putting this motion forward is to move the process forward more quickly, which I endorse. I would say that we should not, either this motion or the alternative motion that I made when this one was made, which was to create the subcommittee out of the personnel committee. Let the personnel committee make it, and rather than the LSB, because it seems like you're adding another layer here. But when we leave this meeting today, either this motion or the alternative motion should be passed, and the process should move forward. I offered the alternative because I felt it was because the personnel committee does have the opportunity of people who are part of the public to serve on that committee, and therefore have more input. But it's up to the voting members of this body.
Point of order.
Point of information.
Do you have a question?
Yes. Could I know who are the people who have up to now qualified as members of the personnel committee? And if they are here at this meeting, I'd like to know who they are.
I am here.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm excluded from all
the
committees.
Excuse me, this is for the LSB to address.
Point of order. I thought that there would be warnings when people interrupted.
All right. Warning. That was a warning not to speak besides public comments.
Point of order. There was a motion made and seconded to postpone this. That's what's on the floor.
It was seconded. Call the question on that motion to postpone. All right, so we have a second to Dorothy's motion to postpone. Do we wish to call the question on whether to postpone as suggested?
Yes, call the question.
Call the question.
Yes. All in favor of postponing this motion?
No, all in favor of calling the question.
Oh, just call the question.
All in favor of calling the question.
No, just that's a discussion.
All in favor of calling the question.
All in favor
point,
of calling
point of
the
information.
Question, please raise your
what are we calling the question over?
On the motion to postpone.
Yes.
We're calling the question on Dorothy's motion.
To postpone. Okay.
Dorothy got a second for the motion.
We're not voting for Dorothy's motion. We're voting to call the question so we can vote on Dorothy's motion and dispose of it one way or the other.
Okay.
This is
so all in favor of calling the question on Dorothy's motion.
Fine.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
It obviously passes.
All opposed?
Okay.
Abstentions?
Okay,
now the vote.
Now the question passes. Now we vote whether to postpone.
So all in favor of postponing this motion, please raise your hand.
Till next month.
Thank you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 for postponing the motion. All against postponing this motion, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 against postponing this motion. Any abstentions? 2 abstentions.
Okay.
So we are going to call this
forward.
Motion.
Okay.
So
does Brett have a comment on the motion?
No, we're back to discussing the actual motion.
We're going to discuss the motion. Right.
Okay, where do we stand?
Second.
Ken, you were next.
Lila called the question.
I was allowed to even speak.
I have a question on
the motion. And I second that.
Yes.
I second it.
That's fine.
What?
Yeah.
Motion has been called and seconded.
Now, do we wish to...
No, you have to look. No, you have to say. All in favor of calling the question. That's what you have to say.
All in favor of...
Who's turning?
Let's keep it moving.
But we do have an alternate.
We're calling the question on the main motion.
Call the question on this.
Call the question.
All in favor.
All in favor of calling the question.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, 12, 13. All opposed.
Hold on.
One, two, three, four. Abstentions. Three. Okay, so we're calling
on the main motion.
On the motion.
Nice.
Now, the question we are going to proceed is the, as Ali tells us, the motion to form an ad hoc committee to evaluate the general manager. It's written up here.
And the ad hoc committee is made up.
We see the motion. All in favor. Just say all in favor.
Dorothy.
Let the chair chair, let, please.
Okay.
All right, are we ready? We will vote on the specific motion of forming an ad hoc committee as outlined in this procedure, or motion.
Go, Jamie.
Okay. Any objections?
No, we just voted to do it.
No, you voted to call the question.
No, any objections to the motion? We're voting on the motion.
No, all in favor.
No, she's saying if there's no objection, then it passes and it saves a lot of time.
Oh.
Okay.
Never heard of that before.
No.
Yeah, I've got
it. We have no objection.
Okay.
Yeah, we do have objections.
Oh, there's objection.
There are objections.
We have objections.
So how we vote. All in favor of the motion to form ad hoc committee to evaluate the general manager, raise your hand. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, four. Let me count again before calling. All in favor of the motion to form an ad hoc committee to evaluate the general manager from the LSB committee. Raise your hands. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
11. Might the LSB be informed what the alternative motion is before you vote on this one?
Please, we're in the middle of a vote. You can't jump in the middle of a vote.
All in favor of the motion to form an ad hoc committee to evaluate the general manager out of the LSB. Raise your hands.
7, 8, 9, 10.
Come on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. All opposed. Please raise your hand. One, two, three, four, five. You raise your hand. Let's try it again. All opposed. Please raise your hands high and keep them up until I finish count. Thank you. One, two, three, four, five. Abstention. Please raise your hands and go on to the next time.
One.
One. One. Two.
Motion carries. Now, with this understanding that the primary motion carries, we do not present the alternative. Is that correct?
Yes.
Great.
Okay. Yes.
Motion to populate that committee.
Yes. Second.
Okay. Motion to populate the committee. Do we wish to ask first, as Ali suggested, for any volunteers who would be willing to serve at least before we vote on the composition? Names of people who would be willing to serve in that capacity.
Looks like 6, 7, 8, 9. So we're going to have to vote.
The motion says 5 members.
Yeah. Right. I was just suggesting a straw poll. If there was no more than 5, we wouldn't have to do the vote, since there are more people. Right.
So are we only going to include members that are here now?
Yeah. Well, that's my problem, is that our chair is not here now. I don't know if she would want to be on the committee.
We have a chair.
We have a chair.
The regular chair.
I move.
Sharon's not here, and she might want to be on the committee.
Excuse me. I move to move forward with an STV vote and open the board for nominations. Anyone second that?
I second that.
Okay, we'll be counting.
Well, first of all, do we wish to have a list of nominees who would agree to serve in that capacity?
Yes, yes.
Let's hear the names.
Raise your hand.
And if we have you want to nominate Sharon?
Not if there's only 5 people. 6, 7 people.
We're not voting. If you want to be on the committee,
I show 8 people interested in
a lot of work. Only people that really want to do a lot of work.
Oh, wait. Right.
I want to do a lot of work.
He can sit on the committee anyway.
Thank you, Ali.
She can sit in if she wants.
Ali, or not?
No, we haven't.
Sandy, you're in, right?
No. Try to get it down to 5, guys. You're all night.
One, two, three, four, five.
We have 5 people. Wait. Good. Perfect.
Wait a minute.
I didn't see
one person. Should be raw here.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Mark, are you keeping a list?
We both are.
Marla dropped out. So we have Leslie, Jonathan, Jan, Michael, Reza, Charles, Grayson,
and Soar.
Did you say
Jonathan opted out completely?
Oh, Al.
No, not me.
Not Al.
What do you mean, not you?
We got Grace, Mansoor.
So, Myla, now you're in?
Myla, you're
in. I'm following orders.
Oh, you do good on this morning.
I think it's very good. For once in your life.
On this ad hoc committee. Raise your hands if you're interested in serving on this ad hoc committee.
Yes, I'm raising my damn hand.
Now your hand's not up, Mike.
She took back her.
Now, as I call your name, I'll lose the vote. Lower your hand. Raise.
Myla, so are you in or out?
Jan.
Grace.
So, Myla, your hand is not up?
Yes.
Okay. Leslie. I gotta go. Jonathan. Michael, Charles, Risa, was there anyone else? That was it. So I have 8 people interested in serving on this ad hoc committee: Grace, Mansoor, Jan, Leslie, Jonathan, Michael, Charles, and Risa.
Could you read it slowly so that we can write them down?
Yes. Grace, Mansoor.
Mansoor.
I'm using the Spanish pronunciation. Jan. Leslie. Jonathan.
Leslie. I'm going to see if we have a whiteboard somewhere.
Wait, let him finish.
Jonathan. Michael.
I don't know if we have.
Charles.
I have a balance.
And Risa. Did you get all that, Myra? Right. One more time?
4, 5, 6, 7.
Graves. Mansour. Jan.
Let's do the vote.
Leslie. Jonathan. Michael. Charles. And Risa.
Is that 8?
Yeah, that is. 8.
Oh. Do you have balance? I'm checking right now. I thought I had balance here. I have got balance.
Okay, so we need to make balance.
Okay. So, given those numbers of individuals, we now proceed to an STV face-off. And
is it 18 or 19 ballots?
I believe it's 18. We have 18 LSB members.
At this point, Fred, could we ask you to do the honors? You know the
19. I know the procedure. I've also got an STV tally sheet here.
Great.
Wonderful.
And we have a hat right here.
We have a hat.
So we need to make some ballots.
Can I circulate very informally? How many names will we list on here? All 8?
As many as you want.
Up to the all 8.
Roberta, I can explain the STD procedure.
Use the mic, please. Can you pick up the mic and use it? Fred, pick up the mic.
Fred, Mike.
Monsieur, there's a specific procedure. This is going to be an STV election. People can vote for all 8 people, but they have to. You must rank the candidates. Which is your number 1 candidate? Number 2 candidate? Number 3 candidate? We are going to be electing 5 people to this committee. So I've got an STV tally sheet. I can do the election. I don't think I have a conflict of interest since I'm not a candidate for this search committee. And people can watch how I do the tally. The tally will be the threshold for election to the committee is 4 votes. So please rank as many candidates as you want to on your election ballot. Are there 8 candidates?
Thank you, dear.
Ken.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Oh, there's 7 candidates.
Mansour.
Okay.
Oh, Myla, you're not running? Are you on there?
No, I dropped out.
And please try and write it as clearly as possible. Make it easy for the tally.
They've got the names on that whiteboard right there. Okay, that makes it easier.
Okay.
I don't have any.
I can't see it, Diana. Please hold it up.
We have one more member here.
Roberta?
Excuse me?
We have another member just arrived.
Okay. Where is she? Tej?
We're voting.
Hey, Tej.
We're voting for members of the GM Evaluation Committee.
Okay.
All right. Where did this guy go? Did he vote? That's who's running. Is there a hat? Okay. Did everyone vote?
Tej, we're voting on five members of the GM Evaluation Committee. We're voting on five members of GM Evaluation Committee. The nominees are on that whiteboard.
But you can vote for six, you can vote for seven, you can vote for eight.
Yes, but we're filling seats.
I assume first names are satisfactory.
I'm sorry.
My sister.
I think so.
Oh, yes.
Somebody volunteer a hat?
Yeah, there's a hat going around.
Hold on one second. We got a... Here we go.
No, he didn't vote. He's still... Oh, he did?
Okay.
What?
Okay.
That's a good question.
One, one more coming from Tej. Barbara Marbeck is explaining what's happening. She is a parliamentarian.
Thank you.
She's doing it right now.
Thanks,
Barbara. Isn't it, there's a motion to evaluate.
We have the other new business items. Finance Committee has an emergency motion.
Don't worry.
Techie has it from the PRA.
I thought she was a more reserved person.
How many? Five?
You can vote for as many as you want, but the top five vote getters will eventually be. You can vote for just one, or you can vote for eight, or anything in between.
I'm getting enough Bernie email.
It's like there is.
Right, you can just hear us on larger.
It's going to take forever, you realize, because first you go through all the one place votes.
It could appear as a large.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying.
Yes.
Now, Mimi Kennedy is up there.
All right.
Excuse me, do we have to do this during the meeting? Can you do that somewhere else?
Or do other stuff too?
We could be quiet and continue the meeting if you'd like.
Oh, you can
go ahead.
Can
you?
Go ahead.
One, two, three.
Barbara's deal. All right, what else happens in this meeting is the question.
Six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17,
18, 19, 20.
That's right.
There are 20 members present here today.
Yes. Yeah, because Tez showed up.
Yes.
That's a good start.
I thought we had 18.
No, we had 19, and then Tej came.
Because Leslie, okay. I mean, Lydia came, and Tej came after the...
Okay. So we have 20.
Yes. Unless someone voted.
So yeah, Lydia and Tej came. 20 divided later. By 6... Three, two, so it's still 4. That's the important number. So the set sum should be 20. Okay, so I'm going to now sort each of the ballots by the number one ranked person. This one is Michael Novick.
I thought you were going to do this quietly so we could do our meeting.
Well, we have to also
after this, we're out.
And that's a good suggestion, to could resume our meeting while ballots are counted.
Yeah, I mean, go over there and bring your chair over there.
I thought you were saying go around.
Yeah, go over there and sit and watch. I'd love you to. I'd like to have
you. Okay.
Respectful to everybody's vote and see where you're going to vote.